On June 23, 2016, West Virginia experienced some of the worst flooding in the state's storied history. During the past 52 years, 282 West Virginians have died in floods, including the 23 who perished last summer after historic water levels led to a federal disaster declaration in 12 counties. 9 months later, communities are still recovering from the high water. During a budget hearing in February, Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management Director Jimmy Jeanette told lawmakers once the state reaches a damage estimate of $150 million, the Federal Emergency Management Agency will begin funding recovery efforts at a 90-10 match, with 90% of the funds coming from the federal government, 10% from the state.
Now, the current numbers, we're at about 53% of that. The schools are the big dollar factor involved here, which will probably go close to $200 million as we finish that out.
Five schools were destroyed, and students are largely still in temporary classrooms. Lawmakers in the House, however, are not waiting for those totals to move forward with plans to help mitigate the level of damage the state could face in the future. Lawmakers, like Delegate Stephen Baldwin from hard-hit Greenbrier County.
After the flood, I found out that there'd been a flood protection bill, you know, sitting on the shelf for years, and like everybody else, I was floored.
Baldwin is talking about a 2004 flood protection plan, the product of a 26-agency task force developed to respond to flooding in the state. Delegate Brent Boggs says he remembers when the 365-page document was presented to the legislature.
And I know that it was certainly a comprehensive document, several hundred pages, and it had a lot of good recommendations. But like a lot of things in state government, it was produced, but a lot of it was shelved.
After the 2016 floods, interest in that shelved document reignited from House Speaker Tim Armstead in particular, whose hometown of Elkview experienced its highest level of floodwaters in nearly 100 years. Armstead says that's why he's introduced House Bill 2935 to implement the recommendations of the 2004 report.
We know we can't prevent them, but there are things I think we can do to lessen the blow of flooding, to make sure people are well advised when a flood is about to occur, and to really just learn from the things we've learned through these disasters.
Armstead's bill creates a state flood protection planning council made up of representatives from the Division of Natural Resources, State Conservation Agency, Department of Environmental Protection, and others. Its chair would be required to report quarterly to a new interim legislative committee on flooding. Armstead approached several members of the chamber from flood-affected areas to join him in sponsoring the legislation, including Baldwin, who says the communication portion of the bill to him is key.
In our experience in Greenbrier County, communities were literally cut off from one another by the water, and there was no power, there were no phone lines, there was no good way to communicate with one another. And so what we were lacking from a governmental and non-governmental perspective, you know, churches and nonprofits, was the ability to coordinate and communicate in terms of our flood relief efforts.
Armstead says his flood protection legislation has bipartisan support this year, and he believes it will make it through the legislative process this session.
We may have disagreements on other issues, but when it comes to protecting our citizens from natural disasters like this, I think we all work together. And as I said, these pieces of legislation are bipartisan, and I think they'll have great support on both sides of the aisle.
Boggs, who is a sponsor of the bill, says even though his district wasn't impacted by the 2016 flood, all of the state's 55 counties have been affected by high water at some point.
So I think that we need to really get on board with this and then provide a legislative mechanism to work with all of the entities, pull out the flood plan again, and then go over it jointly and make sure that we implement just as much as we possibly can and make the citizens aware, make the counties aware, and let the state know that we're doing our job.
Armstead's bill has been referred to the House Government Organization Committee, but hasn't been placed on an agenda so far this session. The last day to approve bills in their originating chamber is March 29th. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.